This is MSO News Sports, and it's time for our baseball insider, Andy Carboni. Andy, welcome back.
Good morning, Bill. I'm happy to be back once again, and we're that much closer to spring training.
Absolutely. Well, get us up to date on all the recent huge Red Sox signings that we might have missed.
Well, obviously, since we last spoke, unfortunately, I should say, there haven't been any signings. We're just kind of going day to day until we get to that fateful truck day, which is a week from Monday, February 5th. But the biggest news the Red Sox made since we talked, this isn't that good. The team announced that first base coach Kyle Hudson is going to switch over to be the third base coach, and Andy Fox takes over as the first base coach. So, you know, when that's your headline news for the Red Sox, not much is going on. But as I said, truck day at Fenway, it's February 5th. Go put your lawn chairs out on Jersey Street, Ipswich Street. Get ready to watch the truck go by. Tickets for opening day now on sale through June 5th. Those games are available. Not the second half of the season, just through June 5th. Pitchers and catchers have their first workout in Fort Myers on Wednesday, February 14th. The first full squad workout Monday, February 19th. The first exhibition game is Friday, February 23rd against Northeastern at JetBlue Park, and the first official spring training game, that's set for Saturday the 24th in Sarasota against the Orioles.
All right, I'm going to make that switch, third base over to first base, or first base over to third base. We got it. Okay.
Yep, make that move.
All right, Andy, so that's the Red Sox news. What do we got for Major League Baseball news?
Well, the big news this week, the National Baseball Hall of Fame announced the inductees for its 2024 class on Tuesday night. Those being inducted include former Red Sox third baseman Adrian Beltre, Twins catcher Joe Mauer, and Rockies first baseman Todd Helton. The three will join former manager Jim Leland, who was voted in by the Veterans Committee last month. The induction ceremony takes place on July 21st in Cooperstown.
That's right. I'm glad Leland's getting in. I think that's nice. All right.
Yes, yeah. I think that's well-deserved, absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Other player notes or team notes to share with us?
Yeah, a few signings since we last spoke. The Astros made the big splash, signing closer Josh Hader with a five-year, $95 million contract. The Pirates signed closer Adolis Chapman to a one-year, $10.5 million deal. And the Dodgers signed former Red Sox starter James Paxton to a one-year, $11 million contract.
All right, there you go. Is that about it, Andy? I mean, there's not a lot this week, but what else do you have for us?
Well, on a sadder note, I guess, Cubs Hall of Fame second baseman Ryan Sandberg announced on social media on Tuesday he's been starting treatment after being diagnosed with prostate cancer. The 64-year-old, 10-time All-Star during his 15-season played with the Cubs from 1982 to 1997. He was inducted to the Hall of Fame back in 2005, and following his retirement, he served as manager of the Phillies from 2013 to 2015, so hopefully all goes well with his treatments.
All right, Andy. Did you have a good time out in Springfield at the winter weekend last weekend?
Oh, yeah, I had a great time as I flipped by the TV in my house and just happened to see the big crowds that were all lined up in Springfield for that event. I will say this, I did put it on for a few minutes last Saturday. The crowd was a little on the sparse side in the background as they were doing their interviews and whatnot. Usually it was wall-to-wall people the last few years, and it seemed like you couldn't move around. It seemed to be plenty of floor space at the event this year, so I don't know what they're saying what that turnout was, but it's definitely not the same turnout this had.
I'm sure it was the cold weather, the snow or the ice or something like that. I'm sure that's what it was, yeah.
Oh, if that's what you want to believe. I think it's just that the direction of this team and organization is heading there. Some fans are just kind of putting their foot down, saying, we're not going to take this anymore.
Well, the highlight this summer at Fenway would probably be one of those summer concerts. I don't even know the concert schedule there, but that would probably be one of the highlights. But who are we to say at this point? There's still plenty of time and plenty of moves yet to be made, for sure.
Oh, certainly. And as they say, the game's not played on paper, Bill. They got to get out on the field and actually perform, so they could fool us once again.
That's right. Andy Carboni does not know everything. Cannot forecast, cannot predict everything, but pretty close, though. There you go. All right, Andy, always good talking with you. Have a great week, and we'll talk again soon.
Sounds like a plan.
All right, Baseball Insider Andy Carboni with us here on MSONewsSports.com.